Let's move on to another case in Europe, and that is signs this week that Europe's recession is deepening, but not necessarily any signs that the EU is taking any steps to really stimulate any growth. What is going on here, Mitchell? This is your area of the world. This is what you know best. What has Europe already tried to do, and is it not working?
Well, I think it's very clear. It's become almost universally recognized now that that austerity has generated not only economic problems but serious, very serious political tensions. I actually think the political problems that a number of European countries are experiencing are even more – potentially more worrisome than the economic problems, even though the economic problems themselves are certainly serious. I also think that there's a tension here because – The Eurozone countries have, at least for the time being, allayed some of the concerns of financial markets, and they don't want to stir things up and start another sort of run-up of a financial crisis.
Well, it's interesting that you say that the political problems are almost now more concerning than the economic problems. I mean, it really seems like Europe, the European Union, has kind of been paralyzed by this. You know, they've focused on the debt crisis. They've attempted austerity measures, you know, trying to bail people out. But this has grown to the extent that now they can't manage politically. I mean, what does this mean for the future of the European Union?
Well, I think that one has to look at the larger picture. There are many measures that the European Union has taken to deal with some of their difficulties, and they've come to a point where domestic politics, as usual, is getting in the way of advances toward deeper integration, such as banking union in particular, that might resolve some of these issues. It's widely recognized that this needs to be accomplished, but there are domestic political obstacles to undertaking the steps to achieve it.
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, what about the connection between the European Union and the United States? How is this deepening crisis affecting, if at all, the relationship with the U.S.? I mean, our economies are so intertwined. Is this good for the U.S. economy or not?
No, clearly it's not good for the U.S. economy. And I think, in fact, it's remarkable. As difficult as times are in the United States, the conditions here are, you know, a picnic compared to what many European countries and Eurozone countries are experiencing, even some of the richer ones like France, for example. And so I think that American economic performance, in fact, has been quite remarkable in light of the difficulties that Europe is experiencing.
Well, thank you very much, Mitchell Smith, for joining me this week on World Views and sharing your insight.
Thank you.